The battle for the believer is not just to believe, but to keep on believing. Anybody can believe unto salvation initially, but I want to know, are you still believing today?
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This sermon was taken from a recent service here at Pace Assembly. This is It Pays to Believe. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers.
Because who's ever out front, whoever is out front, gets hit first. That's the reason why we want folks there. People want to be there entitled, but not with a towel. They don't want to, they want to be there. I want the position, but I don't want the persecution. But if you're going to be the head of your house, somebody needs to stand up and say, this is the way, walk ye in it. Follow me as I follow Christ, what Paul said. The great fight, he said in Scripture, you read it, the great fight of affliction are for those who have great light. He said, after you've been illuminated, he said, after you've been born again, you believers here, after you've had the word come in you, after the trials, after the trouble, after you've suffered a while, the Bible says the Lord establish you. God uses those times of suffering. I need somebody to tell me where is the confidence and where's the faith when all my life is going down the drain to hell. I need somebody to tell me what kind of faith do I need when the doctor picks up the phone and says, I need you to come in. We found something on the x-ray. I need somebody to tell me, preacher, don't soothe it for me. Tell me what kind of faith in the process that I've got to go through so that whenever the phone call comes, whenever the issue comes, that I won't be suddenly throwing off my faith and running like so many other people do and quitting in the middle of the battle. After you've suffered a while, God uses those times of suffering to move us on to perfection. The battle for the believer is not just to believe, but to keep on believing. Anybody can believe unto salvation initially, but I want to know, are you still believing today? I had a pastor call me yesterday, and he's talking to me on the phone. He said, I don't get it. People just come and go as they want to in this time. And I said, well, that same thing's happening all around the country. They call themselves believers, but they come and go and treat God like he's some kind of trinket on a chain. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, spring break. I'm all about you, spring break. I'm all about it. Go on and take the time with your family. I'm all about that. But ladies and gentlemen, my concern is the loss of the centrality of God as a focus. And then we want to pull God's chain when we get in the middle of some suffering or crisis. And suddenly we need a download of the faith. When in the process of walking with the Lord is when you learn faith. So when I get in the trial, I'm not ready to throw my hands up and say I quit. Because here's the issue, ladies and gentlemen. The moment you want to throw your hands up and quit is the moment everybody behind you is watching. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's somebody behind you that is watching you. That's the reason why the Bible says that the enemy comes to smite the shepherd and scatter the sheep. I'm preaching right now. Y'all with me here? Confidence, if you're writing something down, confidence makes you hold to God's vision and trust God's processes. That's what confidence does. Faith always speaks to our spirit. It always gets us excited. You know, if God would not give you a vision of what your end is going to be, you see yourself with all your family gathered around, blessed and highly favored, living in this house, driving this, doing all this material stuff. If God did not give me a vision of that, I wouldn't be as excited. But my faith and my confidence gets excited knowing that there is a place that I'm going to be. But I'm going to just tell you, while I saw and had a vision for standing in here, it scared the liver out of me. Because the worst thing that can happen is for you to get something before you're ready. Did you hear what I said? The worst thing that could happen is for you to get something and get a blessing before you're ready to receive it. You know what I'm talking about. That's the reason why you don't give the car keys to your three-year-old. Here, baby, whatever you want. I want a car. Here, baby, whatever you want. No, you don't give them that. Why? Because they're not ready. They're not ready. Your faith has a reward waiting on it. And listen, every practice is learning the process. That's what practice does. I want to be a musician. Well, you got to practice. Otherwise, you're going to stand out like a sore thumb. I want to be in the choir because practice is part of the process. It really depends on whether or not you are willing to pay the price and sacrifice for the thing that you want to do. Come on, somebody. I want to be married. Okay. If you get one before you're ready. Or worse yet, get one before they're ready. Come on, somebody. You're abusing the institution of marriage. And guess who's going to be the first one to find out? You are. I always love looking out my windows when I'm doing premarital counseling. They always show up sitting in each other's lap just about in the car. They get out of the car on the same side, walk in holding hands, sit down in the chair. They barely can sit in two chairs. I start talking to them about a little thing. They get out. Oh, listen, that's the shock and awe moment that if you haven't, listen, listen, all you men out here and all you young men out here, listen carefully to me. The woman has been preparing for marriage since she was 6 years old. She's been in the process. I wish I had some help in here. Where are my ladies? I'm talking about getting things, the home. While you were playing sticks and Tonka toys, she was in the house with Barbie dolls and Ken and a little house, and she was making a house and doing little plastic things with cooking utensils and all that kind of stuff. She was in the process of getting ready, so by the time that you get to the altar, I watch this every time. By the time that they get to the altar and the daddy who's standing there who's saying, I'm not sure, but it's good that you're going to pick up her meal ticket now. See you, baby. By the time they get there and I ask the question, will you have this woman? First, will you have this man? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I've been waiting all my life. I peel over and look at that guy. He hadn't got a clue. He has no idea. I guess so. He don't have a clue what's about to hit him. You better ask that girl, can she cook first? That's all I'm asking. It's a process. If you don't understand the process, you'll eat process the rest of your life. I'm talking about better throw some beans in that crock pot, learn how to do something with some pop biscuits or something. How many of you know good food is a process? Yeah, yeah, that processed food. What are we eating this time? Swanson. What's for dinner tonight? Swanson. It's a process, is it not? And I'm going to tell you, the reason why many people are frustrated in the process is because they don't see progress in the process. Or they lose their faith altogether. You ask yourself the question, is all this pain, is all this coming to church, is all this serving the Lord worth it? I mean, God, if I just knew what you were doing. Do y'all talk to God like I do? God, I see that you got me going way out here. I love being around dreamers, but dreamers are dangerous people. I'm a dreamer. I'm a visionary. I can have almost as many dreams and visions as Tim Trowbridge does. He's like excelling me. I think we'll do this, this, and that. I'm into that. But there's a process to get there. Come on, somebody. Is it what? If God, if you just show me where they're at and who they are, and it wouldn't hurt, Lord, if you could show me how much money they got. That would help my decision-making process. Come on, somebody. If in the process, how do I know that the process is making progress in my life? If the process is getting you closer and closer day by day to the Lord, you're in the right place. Faith keeps you focused on the process, not the problem. This is where I want to zoom in here for just a few moments in verse number 35, because this word confidence has eaten my spirit up over the past 30 days. He says to them, realizing their weariness and their place of vulnerability. Listen, you are vulnerable when you get weary. Samson was a mighty man, picked up the gates and ran up the hill, tied foxes' tails together, burned down the house. Mighty man of valor, mighty judge, mighty, the Mr. Universe of the Bible. But he was a he-man with a she problem. And it wasn't that he wasn't stronger than Delilah. And it wasn't that he didn't have the power to do it. The Bible said he laid his head in her lap and went to sleep because he was tired. I want to warn all of you in here in the process. That's the reason why God established this seventh-day Sabbath thing. For you to take a rest. Now, stop. Just before you take it over, because now we want to work 4 days a week and get the same kind of pay and all that kind of stuff, and we don't want to put in a full 6 days shall you work. Come on, say amen, somebody. Look, I can't get no help in here. This whole crowd over here just revolted on me right there. We want to take off for everything under the sun, but listen very carefully. He's saying, I want you to spend time resting in my presence because it will rejuvenate you for the times that you need to be there. And the seventh day thing, I'm not talking about trying to run some religious rule. I'm talking about the fact that I let my mind, my soul, and my spirit relax in the presence of God. That's what you're doing in this building. You're renewing yourself right now in the very presence of God. Because the enemy, the Bible says, in the last days, one of his tactics will be to wear out the saints. For you to get into such a position that you're so tired that you're ready to lay your head down in the lap of Delilah, and the next thing you know, you're going to get yourself a crew cut. You should read that Bible. He said, cast not away, therefore. He sensed their weariness. He said, cast not, verse 35, not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Look at your neighbor and tell him it pays to believe. Tell him it pays to believe. Yeah, yeah, you're going to get paid back for all the suffering and all the trial and for all the affliction. I don't know if anybody is in here or not. I'm telling you, God said, if you will stay with me and not throw your faith out, then you're going to get repaid for everything the enemy has ever stolen, for every crick in your back and crick in your neck, for every time you went to the doctor and had to pay the copay. Come on, somebody. For every time that the doctor said, we got to deal with this and treat this. For every little pimple on your face that was brought in there by sin in the original location, God said, I'm going to pay you back if you'll keep your faith and your confidence in me. Is there anybody that needs some back pay that the devil has stolen from you? And God said, I'm going to take that devil and make him pay back seven times.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.